B180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
Jesus said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19, verse 30. Calvary was victorious. The cross may look like the triumph of evil over goodness, the powerful over the powerless, but only to those who don't understand Christ's mission. Never was courage greater or strength stronger. When he cried, "It is finished," he didn't mean, "I'm finished, my cause is defeated." Far from being crushed at Calvary, Jesus triumphed in three ways. One, he conquered his own human desire to avoid unspeakable suffering. He bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine." Two, he conquered the demonic powers of darkness. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Three, he conquered the law's stubborn demands against sinners. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. At Calvary, love triumphed over law, forever freeing us who could never live up to God's law. "It is finished" was the cry of a victor instead of a victim. It didn't look that way to the crowd or to his devastated disciples, but it did 3 days later when the empty tomb proved Jesus had won the victory over death. It all comes down to this in Romans 10, verse 9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.